be lost by following his advice. With the policeman, we both hurried down, but only to find the street full of traffic, many people coming and going, but all only too eager to get to a place of safety upon so wet a night. There was no lounger who could tell us who had passed. Then we returned to the office and searched the stairs and the passage without result. The corridor which led to the room was laid down with a kind of creamy linoleum, which shows an impression very easily. We examined it very carefully, but found no outline of any footmark.
Had it been raining all evening?
Since about 7.
How is it then that the woman who came into the room about 9 left no traces with her muddy boots?
I'm glad you raised the point. It occurred to me at the time. The charwomen are in the habit of taking off their boots at the commissionaire's office and putting on list slippers.
That is very clear. There were no marks then, though the night was a wet one. The chain of events is certainly one of extraordinary interest. What did you do next?
We examined the room also. There is no possibility of a secret door, and the windows are quite 30 feet from the ground. Both of them were fastened on the inside. The carpet prevents any possibility of a trapdoor, and the ceiling is of the ordinary whitewashed kind. I will pledge my life that whoever stole my papers could only have come through the door.
How about the fire?